This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. German Chancellor Angela Merkel today cautioned that the coronavirus pandemic is far from over, as regional outbreaks are raising fears of a second wave of the disease in Europe. Germany has been fighting recent outbreaks, and this week put a western area of the country with a population of 500,000 people under lockdown. Germany has lost nearly 9,000 lives to the virus, with 194,000 cases. The newest infections were traced to a slaughterhouse. European Union nations are finalizing a list of countries whose residents will be allowed to travel to the bloc beginning as soon as next week. Currently missing from the list because of their COVID numbers, the United States, Brazil, and Russia. Greece is mandating COVID-19 tests for arrivals from a number of EU countries, including France, Italy, the Netherlands, and Spain. Self-isolation is required until virus test results come back negative. India has reported another 18,000 COVID infections, pushing its case count to nearly 509,000, with fatalities closing in on 16,000. The city of Guwahati, the capital of Assam state, will be locked down for 2 weeks beginning tomorrow, with nighttime curfews and weekend lockdowns for the rest of the state. India has recorded the fourth highest number of cases in the world, behind the U.S., Brazil, and Russia. Despite rising virus numbers, Egypt today is lifting or easing many of its pandemic restrictions. After 3 months of lockdown, cafes, clubs, gyms, and theaters are being allowed to reopen, all with capacity controls. The same for mosques and churches. Egypt's COVID numbers, close to 63,000 cases and 26 fatalities, the highest totals in the region. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund has approved an $8.2 billion loan for Cairo. That is on top of $2.8 billion IMF dollars already pledged. Australia is bracing for more imported virus cases. About 300 people were due to arrive this weekend from Mumbai, India, with others expected to follow from South America and Indonesia. There are estimates that 5 to 10% of the returnees